यू टॉक्ड अबाउट कोविड एंड आई कंप्लीटली एग्री कि अगर कोविड की ये सिचुएशन ना होती इस स्विमिंग पूल में जिसे हमें हालातों ने धकेला है और हम तैर रहे हैं अच्छे से और टेक्नोलॉजी अपग्रेड हो रही है, दिस कॉन्वर्सेशन माइट नॉट बी हैपनिंग. एंड आई रेड इन द पेपर द अदर डे यू डिफाइंड कोविड एज क्रिएटिंग अपॉर्चुनिटीज फॉर विजनिंग, इंट्रोस्पेक्टिंग एंड डिस्कवरिंग, विच इज ब्यूटिफुल. एज वी स्पीक डॉक्टर राय, देर आर हंड्रेड्स ऑफ थाउजेंड्स ऑफ यंग स्टूडेंट्स एंटरिंग कॉलेज कैंपसेस एंड परहैप्स वॉट विल बी द फर्स्ट वर्चुअल semester ever in India and ever across the world. There's a lot of anxiety, lot of uncertainty. Students worried hain jobs ko lekar, padhai kaise hogi, economy kaise aane wali hai, COVID ko lekar. People have been personally affected by, you know, relatives getting infected with the disease. Some have lost their loved ones. It's a very tough time for entrepreneurs and students. What words of inspiration would you have for, especially for young people jo is samay ab khud ko disillusioned pa rahe hain, jinke plans on hold ho gaye hain, kaiyon ne abroad jana tha studies ke liye, scholarships thi, letters of acceptances thi, wo ruk gayi hain, kaiyon ki funding ruk gayi hai VC se. For a lot of people life has just come to a big standstill, and you know, we've had a spike in the number of suicides and depression and other sort of things. What would you have to say for young people at this stage, sir?
So I'll divide it into two parts. Since you mentioned that full form of COVID that I have given, at least I can lay claim to have not discovered, but invented that particular acronym, COVID, for creating opportunities for visioning, introspection, and discovering. And what I meant by that was that, first of all, visioning. And by visioning, I meant exactly what we have been speaking about, and that is figure out what is the purpose of your life. What is the kind of a world that you want to live in? And once you have figured out that this is the kind of the world that you wish to live in, make sure that you do your best to create that world. Nobody else is going to create it for you. And therefore, by visioning, this is what I meant, that you create the world. Like what Gandhi said, be the change that you want to see in the world. And likewise, I would say that create the world that you would want to live in, or at least take steps. If you can run towards that purpose, run. If you can't run, walk. If you can't walk, crawl. I don't care, but make sure that you're moving steadily but surely towards that purpose. So that is the visioning part. The introspecting part is where your question also comes in, and where the second part of my answer also will come in. And that is that we need to understand that these exams, or these hardships, or these employment opportunities that we are suspicious about, that we are unsure about, this was always the case. Gee. Because whether COVID happened or not, the fourth industrial revolution is underway.
Right.
And the kind of skill sets which are required post the fourth industrial revolution are going to be very, very different from the kind of skill sets that we currently have or which are required currently. The way AI is coming in, the way robotics is coming in, the way machine learning is coming in, a lot of these skills that we redundant, as in this work will be done by machines. So what you will need to do is perhaps program the machines, and then a completely different set of skill sets which will be required, which would be predominantly in the nature of services that you will have to provide.
Right.
So in any case, the future was going to be very, very different. And therefore, I think you need to introspect on two parts. The first introspection that you need to do is, what are those skill sets which would be required later? What are the skill gaps that I have in my life and in my career and in my education as of now? Mm-hmm. How can I fill those skill gaps? So that is the first thing that you need to introspect on. The second thing, you need to understand that there are always, so I always advise people that divide things into two categories. One is your area of influence. The other is your area of concern. Area of influence are those things on which you have some control. Area of concern are those things which are happening external to you on which you have no control. Ab ye COVID hoga, kab tak chalega, is pe hamara koi control nahi hai. And by the way, Simar, this is neither the first pandemic nor is it going to be the last one.
True.
So we may have several such pandemics which are unknown, and in some cases like COVID, unknowable, where we don't even know how long it is going to last, what kind of shape it is going to take. Mm-hmm. Now, these are areas of concern. Ye hamare haath mein nahi hai. Hamare haath mein kya hai? Mere haath mein ye hai that I educate myself. Mere haath mein ye hai that I get myself that skill set which will be required today. Mere haath mein ye hai that I work very, very hard and wait for the opportunity, wait for this pandemic to end, wait for the good opportunities to come, and make sure that when the opportunities come knocking at my door, I'm ready to actually grab those opportunities with both my hands. So that is the first part of introspection. The second part of introspection is that we also need to realize what this pandemic is symptomatic of. This pandemic is giving us a nirdesh, a message, a sandesh, that you need to understand. बहुत दिन हम लोगों ने प्रकृति के साथ खिलवाड़ कर लिया है. वी हैव मेस्ट अराउंड विद नेचर, वी हैव मेस्ट अराउंड विद एनवायरनमेंट. लुक एट इवन द अदर क्लाइमेट कंडीशंस, लुक एट द मॉनसून, लुक एट द फ्लडिंग्स, लुक एट द अर्थक्वेक्स. नॉट दैट दे डिडंट हैपन अर्लियर, बट लुक एट द फ्रीक्वेंसी विद विच दे आर हैपनिंग. सो क्लियरली मदर नेचर इज ट्राइंग टू गिव अस अ मैसेज, एंड देयरफॉर दैट इज आवर सेकंड पार्ट ऑफ रिफ्लेक्शन दैट वी नीड टू एज इंडिविजुअल्स, दैट देयर आर थिंग्स फार बियॉन्ड योर जॉब एंड माइन, देयर आर थिंग्स फार बियॉन्ड employment, and that is the very survival of this planet.
Absolutely,
as it exists,
we have long ignored it. Yeah,
absolutely. Yeah. And therefore we need to introspect on that as well, and that in fact introspection and reflection on that may actually bring out new opportunities for us. So suddenly we may realize that, hey, perhaps the thing I should be working on is renewable energy. And let me acquaint myself, let me skill myself on renewable energy forms, etc. Or how I can use artificial intelligence and machine learning to predict earthquakes, to predict natural calamities. How can I use modeling, big data analytics to predict the number of hospitals which would be required, the kind of healthcare services which would be required in the future, or the healthcare insurance, etc., etc. So there are multiple opportunities also that might come up if we reflect on our relationship with the universe.
So
the third thing that I spoke about discovering was to discover what do you really stand for? What are you really passionate about? So for example, if somebody asks me, who are you? I don't say I'm the director of IIM Indore, because that's my most superficial identity, which is drawn from a designation. I tell them I am a teacher, or I tell them I'm a mountaineer.
Wow.
Because those are the two things from where I draw my real passion from. And I think that is something that once again, all the youth of our country, and for that matter, the entire world needs to do, is where do they draw their passion from? What is it that makes me happy? For example, I know that conversations such as this make you happy. Both of us, while talking, are smiling.
Right.
And that is because both of us draw our passion from this.
Jim.
When I'm in a classroom, I'm always smiling. When I'm sitting in my director's office directing, or whatever it is that a director is supposed to do, I'm not so happy. I don't have that big smile on my face.
You're out of touch with what you love the most, right? I completely understand that.
Absolutely. And therefore, the moment you start discovering your passion, you will realize that opportunities abound related to that passion. So if for example, you're passionate about music, make a career in music, and you'll be surprised that there are brilliant opportunities so far as this is concerned. From my own batch at IIM Ahmedabad, there is a batchmate of mine today who's writing scripts for films.
Wow.
And he's a successful script writer. I mean, for the first few years, he struggled like anybody else. And he was a complete outsider to the film industry. But right now, he's writing some amazing scripts, including one of the latest web series, which has been highly, highly successful. Likewise, there's a junior of mine from IIM Ahmedabad, who after graduating started his own band. And right now he's giving music concerts and is extremely popular in our country. And very, very surprisingly, he's a superstar in Sri Lanka.
Fantastic.
For some strange reason, the Sri Lankans loved his
These are the beautiful things that happen in a digital world like now. You never know when something crosses the border and, you know, it exceeds all your anticipation about it. It cross-border love from somewhere else in different part of the world. Yeah,
absolutely.
I see.
What I meant by my full form of COVID.
Fantastic. Thank you so much. No time to stand still. I think that's your message here, even though things, the outside world might have come to a standstill. Or wo bhi, agar insaan thama hai, to prakriti khili hai. Agar hum ruke, hamari factory hai ruki hai, to you will not believe, Dr. Rai, I live in Jalandhar, and we had this once in a lifetime experience. Hamare rooftop se, we were able to see a mountain range. Mujhe exactly sure nahi hai wo kaun si thi. पर फिर मुझे किसी ने बताया कि आज से 60-70 साल पहले उनके गांव से वो पहाड़ नॉट पहाड़ माउंटेन्स नजर आया करते थे. एंड ड्यूरिंग द लॉकडाउन व्हेन ट्रैफिक वाज एट ए कंप्लीट स्टैंडस्टिल और ह्यूमन एक्टिविटी सारी बंद हो गई थी, हमें क्लियरली जैसे लग रहा था किसी हिल स्टेशन में आए. एंड द क्वालिटी ऑफ एयर हैड इंप्रूव्ड सो मच. एंड आई थिंक द सेम वी नीड टू डू विद अवरसेल्व्स आल्सो. दिस पॉज वी नीड टू रिफ्लेक्ट एज यू ब्यूटिफुली ब्यूटिफुल
Thank you.